Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Our guest today is Dr. Timothy Rozinski, a professor of literacy education and co-director of the Reading Clinic at Kent State.
In order to perform, you have to rehearse, and what we find is rehearsal is one of the best ways of developing reading fluency.
In 2010, Dr. Rozinski was elected into the International Reading Hall of Fame. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, Amy. Glad to be here.
What are some of the issues we deal with in terms of reading and literacy in our country?
Well, the big issue is that we have a lot of kids who are not reading at grade level. I think some of the estimates range from 30 to 40% of fourth graders and eighth graders. And despite lots of research that's been done over the past 20, 30 years, we can't seem to budge off this dime here. We have kids who are still struggling for many years. My research has been trying to focus on, you know, how to help these kids, those kids who struggle.
Do you have a sense of what causes that? I assume there are many reasons why someone might not make it to grade level.
Sure, there's quite a number. There's basically certain competencies that kids need to master in order to become a good reader. Obviously, the main one is the ability to comprehend what it is that they read. But there's some foundation, what we call foundational skills. One of them is, for lack of a better term, we call it phonics, but it's simply the ability to decode words accurately. Sound them out is more colloquial way of saying it. And we have a lot of kids who have difficulty with that. Another area, and this is the area in which I have some degree of expertise, is called reading fluency. Fluency takes phonics to the next level. It's not just the ability to recognize words accurately. You have to do it effortlessly, automatically. And that's what fluency is largely about, automatic word recognition. I often tell my own students and teachers that I work with that the goal of phonics instruction is to get kids not to use it. As adults, hardly ever do we have to stop and sound out a word. Most of the words that we encounter in our reading, they're what we call sight words. They're instantly recognized. And the significance of that is our cognitive resources can be devoted to the more important task, which is reading comprehension, as opposed to analyzing the words we encounter when we read. So what happens with our struggling readers is, yes, they can decode the words, but they're putting so much effort into it that they don't get around to actually trying to make sense out of the text that they're reading.
What are some ways to encourage reading fluency and comprehension in children?
Well, one of the best ways is what we call it repeated reading, where you ask a child to read something not once, but two or three or four times until they can read it at a level of proficiency that a good reader will have. What we find is that when kids do that, practice a text several times until they can read it well, there's a carryover effect. So they, when they come to a brand new text that they have never seen before, you see a little bit of improvement in that one as well. So it's not just practicing something for getting better on the one piece. It's that carryover that we find so valuable. The problem, though, and I kind of call this the art of teaching reading, is how do you get kids to practice a text two, three, four times? And this is where I have found the notion of performance. Actually, what you do, Amy, and your colleagues here at the studio do, you rehearse. If you know you're going to perform something, whether it's a song, a poem, a script is in a play, you're going to have to practice it. And it's an authentic practice. It's not to read it fast or read the words correctly. It's to convey a meaningful rendition to an audience.
Does new technology help at all or create new challenges for people in fluency and comprehension?
Well, we're finding that, yes, technology does offer some interesting possibilities. Another approach to building fluency is to read a text and hear a fluent rendition of it at the same time. Now, that usually in school happens when children read with their classmates or they read with their teacher, maybe a parent at home where they're reading together. What we found is you can get almost the same effects by having a child read something and hear a recorded version of it. Now, with the new technology, I could read something into my computer, turn it into an MP3 file, and then I can actually send it all over the country so that children could read a book or a text while listening to me read to them at the same time. So there's really interesting possibilities.
Do you have suggestions for parents or people who work with children to spot challenges in reading fluency early or challenges in comprehension?
The main one would simply be to listen to children read. Are they enjoying it? Are they reading with a sense of joyfulness and authenticity? More likely, what we see is what we call, for lack of a better term, we often call it robot readers. Kids who, you know, they read the words, but they're slow, they're full of effort, letter by letter, sound by sound. You know, we say God bless these kids for working so hard, but they're putting all their effort in the wrong area. really, it's not all that hard to spot. Now, we can actually give children specific tests to quantify their level of difficulty, but for the most part, you can simply listen to kids read. And then to check comprehension after they've read, simply ask them, what do you remember about what you've read? And the degree to which they can elaborate on what they've read can give you a pretty good sense of their comprehension. A lot of times we'll have kids who say, oh, I don't know. All their energy was devoted to just getting the words right.
Thank you for joining us today.
Sure.
We've been talking with Dr. Timothy Rosinski, a professor of literacy education and co-director of the Reading Clinic at Kent State. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.